Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, 5, Chapter 5, Halachas Yedbeis and Gimel. And this is the second shir in this series, and this halacha, these halachas. The previous shir we presented a number of kashas, and now Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh will continue. Again, based on the Torah Reina Barbeinu Zetzal, Reb David. The Taz, in Simen Reish Mem Sif Kotin Yud Zayin, writes on the din that we see there in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Ches, in the name of the Rambam, that a person is Chayiv, B'chvoid Oviv Rosho. It's learned from the Gemara that says that a child is not allowed to be a Shliach to strike his father or to curse his father, not to be a shliach, but not to be a shliach based in. So that's the Taz is commenting on this halacha. The Rama brings in the name of the tool that he's potter for Hakka and Klala. From what the tour asks, on Bava Metzia and Daf Samech Beis, Amid Aleph, that the Gemara brings the Gabi Kibbut Ave'im, that one is Pater Be'eino Oise Maise Amcha. Since one is Pater from Kibbut Ave'im, Be'eino Oise Maise Amcha. So Mimela, he's Pater if he is, if he strikes his parent, or if he curses his parent, because the parent is Eino Osa Maisa Amcha. Ulidato Katava Taz, and the Taz says that how's he going to learn the Gemara that says that the son is not allowed to be a Shliach to strike or to curse his father, Shliach Beisdin. So Lidas Hatul, the Taz says that it's talking about where he did Tshuva, where the father did Tshuva. So there, the son's not allowed to be a shliach to strike his father. When the father didn't do tshuva, then the son is allowed to strike, be a shliach basin, to strike the father, to curse the father. That's what the Taz says. And this is a very wondrous Taz, because it's lahedya and the tool in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, that it's usher to strike one's father even if he didn't do tshuva. One isn't chayiv for striking one's father who didn't do tshuva. He's not chayiv an onesh, but it's still aser, even if he didn't do tshuva. So the Taz wants to say in the Torah that the Gemara that says that a son can't be a shliach bezin to strike his father is talking about where he did tshuva. But the Torah himself says in Reish Mem Aleph that it's aser for the child to do it even if the father didn't do tshuva. It doesn't say the Gemara is talking about where the father did tshuva to usher to be a shliach based in. It's talking about even where the father didn't do tshuva, he's not allowed to strike his father. It's usher. And the Yashrish Yankiv in Yevamis and Chav Beis and Beis is already tamei on the tour. It's already tamei on the Taz. And the Taz writes that the tour is mechalik between Hakka and Klala and Kavod. The Taz suggests that the tool is mechalik between Hakka and Klala and Kavod. In other words, even though la Hakka is or la Klala lo aser, earlier on the Taz wanted to say that according to the tour, Hakka so Klala so is mutter. If the father is a Russia. But now the Taz says that it's usher, according to the Torah. Nevertheless, there's no chi of kavod. That lahakoso lekalo is usher. Nevertheless, there's no chi of kavod. It makes a chilik between Hakan Klala, and Chiyuv Kavod. And that he says, Oysa Maisa Amcha Lagabe Klala, that if he's Oysa Maisa Amcha, if he's not Oysa Maisa Amcha, then there's no Isser Klala, that means there's no Isser, but he's Pater. He's not Chai, it's still Aser, but he's Pater. So again, we have a chilek between Hakan Klala and Kavod. Hakan Klala are Pater Aval Aser, and Kavod, he doesn't have to give. If the father's Ein Oysa Maisa Amcha. And that the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Ah, he's not Oysa Maisa Amcha. Why do you have to return? The father stolen, when he stole something and he died, why do you have to return? He's not Oysa Maisa Amcha. Even though Isser Yesh B'davar, in other words, it's Usser to be Makalel him. So explains the Taz that even though being Makalel is only Usser, Memela to be Mechabed is not a Chiyuv at all. There's no mitzvah at all to be Mechabed. That's how he explains the Gemara. The Gemara that says, Eino Maisa Amcha, you don't have to be Mechabed. It's because by Klala there's an Isser. And that means you go down one step. You're not allowed to be Makalel, but to come Mechabed, you don't have to be Mechabed. That's the tour, that's the Taz and an Inami, just another suggestion in the tour. Either he suggests in the tour that if the father didn't do tshuva, it's mutar l'kalo, and then the Taz goes ahead and he says, no. It's Aser, but there's just no Chiyuv. And as far as Kavod goes, he's not Chayiv B'Kavod if the father is an Isin Maisam. This is difficult to understand. So what are we doing here? We're comparing Kibud Aveim to the Chiyuv of Makalel. That Kibud Aveim, he's not Chayiv in Kibud Aveim. And he's also not Chayiv if he's Makalel. Meaning there's no punishment if he's Makalel. So he's off the hook for Kibud Aveim, and he's off the hook for Chiyuv Makala. Why are you comparing Kibud Aveim to Chiyuv Makala and not to Isser Makala? Why don't we say that just like he's not allowed to be Makala, he's also asked to be Mechabed? No, we say just like there's no Chiyuv Klala, there's also no Chiyuv Kavod. Ma Keshet. V'gam imanavshach. If there's a miyut on Kavod, in other words, there's a miyut to say that you don't have to be Mechabi, the father who's a Rosh, who's Ein Oysa Maisa Amcha. So it's not a din miyuchad in the Chiyuv Kavod. There's a miyut, so maybe the Mehechi Tesi that an Isser B'Klala Baka. Just like he doesn't have to be Mechabi, maybe he's also allowed to be Mak and Makala. So Mehechi Tesi and Isser. B'choze tamu atuva l'choira. In the Rambam, we have a kasha. The Rambam says you don't have to be mechabed. You have to be mechabed your father was a rasha. What do you do? The Gemara in Bava Kama 94b, above Metzias 62a, Linyan lahachsil gzeilas oviv. It says that you don't. The Gemara asks, why do you have to return what what one's dead father stole? If he didn't do tshuva, he's ain't oisa maisa amcha. He's not oisa maisa amcha. Why do you have to return? Why have to be mechabed him? And the Gemara says, No. It's talking about where he did tshuva before he died. And then you have to mechabit him. So it's lehedya bagimore, that if your father didn't do tshuva, you don't have to mechabit your father. Your pater if he's ain't oisa maisa amcha. How's the Rambam going to learn this Gemara? So in our shiurim, perik vov, halacha yud aleph, we had 8 shiurim. We explained this at length. And it's kedai, those shiurim are Baruch Hashem recorded. And וכאן אנחנו לדרכנו נלך. אז נראה לבאר כך, נתחיל עם המהלך, רבותיי. שלדעת הרמב״ם, מה שכתוב עמך, according to the Rambam, when it says ונוסי בעמך לא יסור, And we learn from this that he has to be oisim maise amche. He has to be somebody who is acting as a Jew is supposed to act. He can't be a roshe. Eino rak drasha lema'et eino oisim maise amcha. Shenemar beze miut klape odom roshe. It's not just a drosha to exclude somebody who's not oisim maise amcha, that it's an exclusion of an evil man, an evil father, chas v'shalom. But rather, that it says amcha, it's telling us sheyisoid hachiyuv bo mechamat shem amcho v'yisroel sheyeshno al hasheni shu itcho v'heyoisoy mei amcho. It's telling you that the fact that you're chayiv, you know what, the yisoid hachiyuv of kibud aveim, you know where it comes from? Mimazen over mize shehu amcho shehu yisroel v'davar ze b'yisod hamechayiv ne'emar. It's not just a miut. We always learn pshat that it's a miut of eino oisem maise amcha. Achshav anachnu omrim chidush. Lo, it's lo miut b'oisem maise amcha. Ze yisoid hamechayiv. Yisoid hamechayiv kibud aveim. Ze mashehu amcha. Oisem maise amcha. V'davar ze b'yisoid hamechayiv ne'emar. Kvi she'amarnu. That's part of the found. That's what makes you chayiv in the first place. It's not a miu just of eino isem maisam. It's machayiv, and we're going to see hopefully nafka minis. Ela, shekivan shezeu amachayiv memele im at im it mehay isur kol eino isem maisamcha. Shekivan shezeu yisoid amachayiv. Since that's the yisoid that's machayiv, the fact that he's isem maisamcha. Memela, we exclude from this iser anybody who's not oisem maise amcha. He's not included in amcha. The yisod mechayev kibud is that he's amcha. If he's not amcha, so he's automatically out. Because it's not enough that he be a Jew as far as his genealogy is concerned, but rather he has to be a Jew in his behavior. Mishum deloy sagi shiyeh yisroel mitzad yichusoi ela shiyeh amcha gam bahanagosoi. V'rak zehu amcha hamechayev. He has to be amcha in his behavior, because that's the amcha that's mechayev. It's not enough that he be an amcha mitzad his yichus. And therefore, one who is mekalel is harosha is potter, because he's eino oisim maise amcha. And therefore there's a p'tul. V'nosi be'amcha lo sor bo'isim maise amcha. V'ashkechen b'chayi gavne motzim kaze davar b'gmara b'sanhedrin b'daf mem zayin amud alef. Al ma shekatuv. Lo yachel ba'al be'amo. Lehechalo. Dememaatinon. V'ma shekosev be'amov. She'ein metame. Lemi shepirshu avoisov midarkei tzibu. That a kohen is allowed to become tame to a relative. But he doesn't become tame to a relative who is perish midarkei tzibur. A relative who's out, a relative who converts. Really, really bad guy. Guy who's totally, you don't become tame to him. Because that it says be'amov, he has to be oisem maise amov. And if he's not oisem maise amov, then you're not metame yourself to that. Sanhedrin mem zayin amud aleph. V'sham hu miut al pirshu midarkei hatzibur v'lo al kol roshe. There it's just a miut and somebody who's poreish midarkei hatzibur and not in every roshe. Ein Rambam perek beis milchus evel aloch ches shulchan orich yoredei simen shin ayin gimel siif ches. So pirshu midarkei hatzibur is yitzia me'amcha. If you're not acting like a Jew, you're poreish midarkei hatzibur, mimela, the person's not amcha. V'kanere Hayta kabbalat chazal al ze, that there was only a miut by becoming tome, a coin becoming tome, of poirshe midarchei atzibur. Aval kan kol roshe ubal averis is out. When it comes to klola na koe, every roshe ubal averis is out. But when it comes to being tome, a coin being tome to a relative, there it's dafka poirshe legamri out of amcha. But al koponim, it's one gedel והוא שנאמר כלפי המחייב שמצד עמכו שלעניין זה אינו עמכו. As far as this is concerned, he's not considered amcho. Since he's not considered amcho, so there's no chiyuv. You don't become tamitim, and you don't. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv klolo. So it's not just a mute. It's the yisod of mechayiv. What's mechayiv is that he's amcho. Once he's not amcho, so he's out. עיין תורס כהנים בפרשס קדושים, שלומדים ממה שכתוב, ונשיא בעמך לא טהור, לרבות כללת כל אדם. So the תורס כהנים says that from נשיא בעמך לא סוער, what are we מרבה? We're לרבויס, we come to include all man. לרבויס כללס כל אדם, you're not allowed to be מקלל, anybody. Not only a נשיא, not only the president of the state of Israel, I'm just joking. There was a famous Goyin Adir who wrote a tshuva about being mechabe the nasi, and that basically when the Odom saw that, so he was not. Unfortunately, he lost a lot of his shine and his the respect they had. Al kolponim, I'm obviously not getting into that shaila, but the nasi is talking about a melech, so it says nasi ba'am chalei soil. So the Gemara says, "The rabbi is killed last kol adam." He was still a goyin oilam. Nobody denies that. The rabbi is killed last kol adam. So you're not allowed to curse anybody. And the Girsi of the Reim and the Sugi of Sanhedrin 66a is like the drosh of the Torah es Kohanim. Look at the Torah Fas Reim. It's a kuf ayin dalid. Perek teso is dalid. It's a kuf pei teso is gimel ayin shem. Ve'aramban beferusho al haTorah kosav. שבגמור ילפינן ממה שכוסוף בעמכו לא לרבויס, אלא למייד אינו יויסה מייסה עמכו. But the Gemara, when it says, עמכו, in its פירוש של התורה, it's not coming to include, it's coming to exclude. Who is it coming to exclude? And אינו יויסה מייסה עמכו. אבל לפי דבעיין שם בדברי הרמב"ן, בפירושו על התורה. פרשס קדושין. The lashon of the Ramban there is, בעמך נדרש, באויסה מייסה עמך להוציא הראשון. אז זה בא למעט להוציא. אבל לפי דברינו, עיקר עניין בעמך הוא שהמחייב הוא היויסוי עמך, וממילא נאמר בזה, שחייב כל מישהו עמכו, דהיינו כל אדם. ואינו מייסה מעמכו, לא מייתור למיית הוא דפתו, אלא דממילא כנו, לאחר שנאמר שהמחייב הוא עמכו. What's מחייב is that he's a member of עמכו. The moment he's a member of Amcha, so anybody who's not Amcha is not included. Because the Amcha is the Mechayiv. Mishum de'eno yisa ma'isa Amcha, lav Amcha hu. Be'befoy al shel hanagosoy. L'chein shapir rika le'melef m'nei gam m'nei yisoyim, eino yisa ma'isa Amcha. Since the eino yisa ma'isa Amcha is not Amcha in his behavior, so therefore you can learn that if he's Eino Yisem Ayse Amcha, so then there's no Isser Klala. שהוא הקשה, איך ילפינן ממה שכוסף בעמך גם למעט אינו איסה מייסה עמך, וגם למעט דבוי מקויים שבעמך. And it was the Ochlaner asks that we have two מיעוטים on עמך. One is if he's אינו איסה מייסה עמך, you're part of our Koran Klola. And the other one is it's only if it's מקויים בעמך. מקויים בעמך, which means that if somebody is יויצא להורג, then there's no חיוב if one is מקר מקלל. They're going out to be executed. Because he has to be המקויים שבעמך, מי שראוי להתקיים בתוך עמך. And somebody who's Yotzei Lahori is not Mekuyim Sheba'amcha. So we don't have a second pasuk. So how do you make two miyutim from the same amcha? Asu mitaretz mashu mitaretz. Aval afi dvareinu, lo miyutim v'drashos ne'amru kan, ela ne'amar kan ha'yesod ha'mechayiv, shememele kol mi she'eino b'chlal ze, eino b'chlal ha'chiyuv. So here we're talking about the yesod ha'mechayiv. What's mechayiv? One for being Makala, and that is he's part of Amcha. The moment he's out of Amcha, so then Mimele, you're Pater. So who is the Am, not an Amcha? Somebody's Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, and somebody's not Makuyim Sheba Amcha. Yisod Machayev is Amcha. If they're not categorized within Amcha, Mimele, you're Pater. So this is the beginning of our journey. B'miyashiv the Sugya. And the Zerat Hashem. הקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן לנו כוח ומוח ושמחת חיים, ואנחנו נראה נפלאות. רק תישארו עמנו, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בלעדינו. שלום שלום, תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום. בלעדינו נמשיך.